You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. Yeah, it's Sunday night, and you tuned in to 570 KLIF. Glad you did. You know, we've been talking a lot of stuff about, you know, the holidays and dealing with stress and dealing with anxiety and depression and also just trying to have fun, honestly. But, you know, when we come to this time, we are dealing with resolutions. And a lot of times, you know, the New Year's resolutions, people basically rack their brain to figure out what resolution they're going to try, what they believe they should be doing. And, you know, honestly, you know, people make resolutions and sometimes they don't succeed. So tonight's show is really about New Year's resolutions and will you succeed or will you fail? You know, how you can succeed with any New Year's resolution is actually quite simple. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of the whole idea and concepts of how to actually be successful with something that you resolve to do and exactly how to do that. So it's pretty interesting. You know, it's not about making a New Year's resolution. You know, it's really about keeping it. And it's about 45% of Americans make New Year's resolutions each year. And only a mere, I guess, 8% actually keep them. So that's kind of, it's kind of bad. That's actually really, really, really bad odds. So, you know, the first thing I always wanted to know is why do we as human beings fail? Why do we fail with these resolutions that are supposed to be so important to us? It's such a big deal. It's something we really want to do. You know, so this is what we're talking about tonight. You know, the top five resolutions for 2012 going into 2013 is to lose weight, to get organized. Number three is to save money, enjoy life, and be happy. And number five is to stay fit and healthy. So you got some interesting concepts there, but they seem kind of broad. You know, I just want to lose weight, or I want to get organized. You know, I want to save money. I want to enjoy life. I want to be happy, or I want to stay fit and healthy. I mean, all those things are very broad. I don't even know where I'd really begin. And I think a lot of times when we're trying to be successful in achieving these resolutions, we have to kind of have some guidelines to allow for our success. You know, Bill, have you ever made a resolution or done a New Year's resolution before?
Yeah. This past year, starting in 2012, I made a resolution to lose 25 pounds.
I've
accomplished that.
Oh, good job.
So, started out about 275, and now I'm down to 250.
Oh, so, awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to try to lose 25 more too this coming year.
So that's your new resolution for 2013.
Yes.
Awesome. I believe you can do it. So let me ask you, okay? So I'm about to, my concept is a lot of people say, "Hey, I want to lose weight. You know, I want to get thinner. I want to get fit." What was kind of your, I guess what was your thing? What was your weekly deal? Because I think losing weight's one thing versus I want to go to the gym and I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week. I mean, what was your concept?
Well, I decided to become specific.
Oh, it's great.
In my goal. You know, it's like you're saying, okay, you know, yeah, okay, lose weight. That's a goal of a lot of people. But, you know, if it's just, abstract like that, you know, if you don't have something specific, okay, lose weight, but how much weight? You know, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, you know, if you don't be specific, you'll lose about 5 or 10 pounds and then, okay, well, you know, good enough, you know, good enough for government work. And now I can go back to the same habits I had before. And a lot of times you end up gaining that back or more.
That's so true, because the specific thing is interesting. I was just about to talk about that, is you don't want to just say, I want to lose weight and become healthier, or I want a better job, you know, because those statements really don't work, because it's not enough to succeed. You know, in order for us to succeed, as you said, we must focus on the specifics or the details. You know, the details, it's very interesting how the details can make all the difference in the world when it comes to succeeding with New Year's resolutions. Or quite honestly, details help with anything instead of broad generalities. So, for example, if I want to lose weight, okay, I'm going to go to the gym Monday through Thursday every morning at 7:30, and I'm going to work out for an hour.
Right.
I mean, is that basically what you did, too?
That's basically what I did. I set myself the goal of, because I'm a student, too, I had some time in the mornings, to do this. So I said, okay, I'm going to get up at 7 and I'm going to work out for at least an hour, minimum of 3 days a week.
That's great.
And I decided, look, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm not, I know I'm not going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in only a year. Okay.
Arnold.
Right. And, so it's just, one step at a time. And, I didn't try to bite off more than I could chew.
I think that's good. It's like when people, I talk to people about jobs all the time too. And they're like, I want to get a better job. And it's like, well, what have you done to get a better job? And they're like, well, they haven't hired a headhunter. They haven't looked for any jobs. It's just kind of like you have to get a routine. You have to sit there and say, I'm going to look for jobs X amount of hours per day. I'm going to contact a headhunter by next week, Friday, something like that. So it's all kind of interesting. The more details, the more detailed your commitment is and the clearer the goal becomes. When we understand exactly what we're committing to, honestly, we can do better, a real clearer and better job of doing what is needed to carry it through successfully. Like anything we do in life, when there are details, we can understand better how the situation is going to turn out. Whether it's a New Year's resolution or even a person's birthday, much like the latter. So much like a birthday, when we know whose party it is, where it's going to be, what time it begins, what time it ends, if there is an end time, and who's going to be there, you can be better prepared for everything that's going to happen. You can be better prepared by knowing where to go, whose party it is, what have you. But if you just say, hey, we're going to go to that birthday party, it's the same thing as saying, hey, I just want to lose some weight. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. It's going to fall through. The next thing besides the specifics and the details is obviously measure your efforts, not your results. A lot of times people... let's say you stop smoking. Let's say that your New Year's resolution was to quit smoking. Mm-hmm. And what is it? Like next month, like February, you end up going to a bar and you have a couple of cigarettes and you get all down and out and, oh, man. But you don't really think about, okay, I spent, 6 weeks smoke-free.
Right.
Well, get back on.
Yeah. Congratulate yourself for, first of all, making the effort, making the commitment, to making the effort, because I think that's a stumbling block to a lot of people. You have to decide to decide. And you have to, at some point you have to decide to make that commitment. And once you've made the commitment to make the effort, if you have a setback or whatever, then don't get so down on yourself. Recognize that, okay, up to this point, I've been doing pretty good. Get back in the saddle, start over.
I agree with that. I mean, it's like, okay, hey, bad things happen. Sometimes we fall off the wagon, whatever it is. Just pick yourself back up and start over again. It would be the same thing if you're trying to lose weight and you miss the gym a couple of days in a row. You're not going to go off the bandwagon going crazy, eating everything in sight and hating on life. You got to just jump back in and say, hey, I make mistakes. I'm human.
It's like with me, I was going along pretty good on my exercise regimen. And then in July, I hurt my back, like really badly, moving some heavy furniture in my grandmother's house. Like your lower back, that it put me out of action for almost a month,
that's a setback, especially when you're trying to work out and take care of yourself.
Exactly.
To be laid up with back problems and you can't work out, it can be kind of depressing.
Yeah. And it was like, oh no, all this work and exercise is something you have to get in the habit of doing. And it's really easy to get out of the habit of doing it. I have found many times over the years the latter part of August, I was feeling better, and I just had to make the decision, I feel pretty good. I'm going to decide to basically, start over.
Well, I'd say that anything is a habit. So, like, you can form a habit in 10 days. You can create a habit in 10 days. In 10 days, you could become the most raging cigarette smoker in the world. And you can develop that habit, and you can be a smoker. In 10 days, you can quit smoking.
Right.
So it's just as easy as that. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about, measuring those efforts and not always just looking at what's going on in that immediate time. We're also going to talk about having some pressure, having some help, as well as just some realities of resolutions and what obviously not to do. So we're going to talk about all that and just keep the dial at 570 KLIF or be listening on iHeartRadio, which is such a cool app. And you can listen to it on your iPhone, which is so neat. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after these short messages.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.